Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Fire and Sacrifice, When Babylon Struck Back. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. Every revolution is met with resistance. And for Rastafari, that resistance was relentless. Even as the movement spread across oceans through song and sacrament, it remained under siege, economically, politically, spiritually. Babylon, the ever-watching oppressor, was not blind to the fire growing in the hills. And so it struck again and again. This was not just about persecution. It was about erasure, about silencing a faith that dared to declare blackness divine, a movement that turned the symbols of empire upside down and built temples from ash and rhythm. And nowhere was this battle more visible than in the systematic attacks on Rasta strongholds, places like Bakawal, Dungal, and eventually Tivoli Gardens. These were more than communities. They were living sanctuaries. Poor, yes, but spiritually rich. Rastas gathered there to chant, reason, and live outside the control of the colonial machine. But Babylon had a strategy: cleanse, contain, convert. They bulldozed Rasta yards under the guise of urban renewal. They labeled brethren criminals to justify state brutality. And when force wasn't enough, they tried seduction. Churches opened their doors not in love, but in conquest. Schools rewrote history. Media mocked the movement. Politicians stole the language of revolution while distancing themselves from its roots. But the most brutal chapter came not with bulldozers or headlines, but with fire and blood. Rasta homes torched in midnight raids. Sacred drums shattered. Elders dragged into prisons. Women stripped, beaten, and branded. Children taken. Ganja fields set ablaze. And in the silence that followed, only the smell of smoke and the rhythm of resistance remained. The Coral Gardens massacre had already scarred the nation. But what came after was a slower, quieter violence, erasure through neglect. Rastas denied jobs, denied housing, denied dignity. Babylon didn't just want to crush the body, it wanted to kill the memory. And still the fire burned, because Rastafari was forged in sacrifice. Every martyr made the movement stronger. Every fallen drum birthed 100 more. Every lash upon the back became a scar that spelled truth. They couldn't unburn what had already been lit. And in this chapter, we remember the unnamed, the ones whose stories were never written, the mothers who chanted through hunger, the brothers who built altars from rubble, the prophets who preached barefoot through Babylon's fury. We remember the fire, not as destruction, but as purification. Because sometimes, to hold on to the sacred, you must be willing to bleed for it.